If you have never seen the Soulful Symphony performing at the Meyerhof, make it a point to catch their performance October 30th. It's a special one. It's 10th year anniversary of the 75-member symphony. They blend everything from strings with horns, jazz with R&B, hip-hop with gospel. Founder and conductor of the Soulful Symphony, Darren Atwater, is with us this morning. Darren, I hear some Miles Davis in there. Explain your music and your influences.
What we've tried to do is just interject an American sensibility around the orchestra. And what we try to do is include, we have a rhythm section, we have a saxophone section, all those things that were kind of birthed out of American vernacular music. And around that, we try to just use vernacular music in terms of jazz and gospel and rock and roll. We even did a hip-hop symphony and rap symphony a couple of years ago. So we're trying to use the music of American soil and kind of demystify what it means to be an orchestra in America.
Well, who are some of the artists who have influenced your style?
Definitely Miles, Duke Ellington. And, you know, I feel like art and culture is like an ecosystem. So I try to be influenced by history and the events of the world. So it's a kind of like a, you know, just a potpourri of many influences that you hear in my music.
Now, when you say influences and Darren Atwater, this is pretty much your signature project, at least it has been for the past 10 years. And from what I understand, you're largely self-taught. Take us through the process of becoming the founder and conductor of Soulful.
Well, you know, I started off as a composer, and I wanted to, again, the core of my mission was to take American vernacular music, roots music, and define that around a symphony orchestra. And so it was, for me, it was like, how can I define my sound without being constricted by this whole European boilerplate, which had been so steeped in American orchestras? You know, I just wanted to kind of break out of this straitjacket of European sensibilities and kind of redefine what my voice was in American context. And so I had to almost just redefine and put together an ensemble to fit my voice and fit my creativity, almost like a painter painting on a big mural. So it's a little different because it takes on exactly what I hear in terms of musical colors. I have a saxophone section, a rhythm section. I use the voice as a instrumental color. So I kind of use like the orchestra almost as an instrument for me personally, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own.
And Darren, I have to give you some props too. Ebony Magazine has dubbed you one of the 30 leaders of the future. The Baltimore Business Journal is placing you on their exclusive 40 under 40 list. And that's just a couple of the accolades that are here. Of course, some of your music is already on PBS. You wrote a song in Strange Land, right?
Yeah, actually we won a local Emmy for that this year, so very proud of that piece.
Well, good. We'll see you at the Meyerhof October 30th here in Baltimore. Congratulations on 10 years, and good luck in the future.
Thanks, John, so much for the opportunity to speak to the folks of Baltimore.
Darren Atwater, thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.